Hi, I am your host. I'm Jovan Marin, and this is going to be Downtown Discoveries, brought to you by the Downtown San Marcos Association. Today with me, we have, I'm so sorry, I never actually even introduced or got y'all's name.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
No worries.
So
I'm Zach Smith.
Zach Smith, and?
And I'm Melinda Hernandez.
Melinda Hernandez, okay. Melinda and Zach are here to join us today to tell us a little bit more about themselves and their organization. If you will tell me, remind me the name of your organization.
Yeah, it's Happy Clouds.
Happy Clouds. And where can we find Happy Clouds?
Yeah, well, we started our first location in Austin, Texas. So we have locations in Austin, Round Rock, and San Marcos.
Okay.
We're right off of San Antonio Street, just like two blocks from the square.
Okay.
And we've been open just over a year.
San Antonio Street, what's near you guys?
We're
across the street from the parlor.
They are right next to the two new high-rises here, and are right just about, just almost next to the Price Center.
Next to the Price Center, by Tantra's.
By Tantra's, okay.
And Eden, new nightclub.
Yes, okay. I know exactly where you guys are then.
There's a barbershop next door.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So I walk past you guys like probably once or twice a week.
It's a busy little spot, busy little street.
All right, so tell us a little bit about, like, you know, what motivated you guys to open up here in San Marcos.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what does Happy Clouds provide, too?
Yes, Happy Clouds is a smoke shop. So we provide all things smoke shop. We have an awesome selection of glass, local American artists, Texas artists. We have tons of different THCA and flower products. That's kind of the new hot thing right now.
Yeah.
All of our THCA concentrates, pre-rolls, eighths. We have like our own brand that we only sell for the flower. So I think we have like 13 different strains right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah,
but we 13 different strains. So you guys have your own source.
Yes.
Farm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Locally.
It's
not locally.
I was like, I don't think you can grow.
Yeah, you can't do. Yeah, it's not legal for people to grow here, I believe.
THCA.
THCA is. You can't grow it in Texas.
Right.
Yeah, you can grow. You can grow hemp, but you just have to have the hemp has to be below that THC, and it's got to be certified in a Texas. In a Texas laboratory, too.
Right.
So,
and your permits with the state. Yes.
That and
sounds
you
like
can't,
a lot of regulation.
Yeah, and you can't package it here either in Texas. It's not legal to
this
package
is
your
so
own
much red tape.
Flower.
Yeah,
in Texas.
You're actually not legally allowed to have your own white labeled company for THCA products. So our product is not called Happy Clouds, it's called the Happy Cloud Co.
Oh.
And so that's just like abiding by the many rules of Texas. So
that is,
it's been a fun little journey, but
I'm happy that you have that kind of perspective. I was about to say that sounds silly.
You thought TABC was fun.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not here to bash, the regulations as a business owner and a bar owner as well. I get it. Regulations have to happen.
Yes.
And this cannot be the wild, wild west that our grandfathers grew up in. There's got to be rules and order, but at a certain point, if a man just wants to make, or a woman just wants to make some money and make a living, that's it. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're providing a job and a service and a product to your community that they should be able to use freely. I'm all for, capitalism, but anyways, aside from that, I don't want to go into teenagers.
Yeah, no,
but, it's wild. That's silly. So, you guys started out in Austin.
Yeah.
Original locations, branched out to San Marcos. How recent is this location? Or how long have you guys been on San Antonio Street?
Yeah,
I think we opened up in September of 2023.
I think so,
a little over a year and a half.
Okay, you guys are going on 2 years in September.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Congrats.
Yeah.
2 years old, and that's exciting.
Things have been really taken off. We actually, at the start of this month, launched a delivery service.
Really?
So you might see two billboards up around town, advertising our new delivery service. It's okay. All through our website. So mostly what we have on there right now is all of our flower that's been so popular.
Interesting.
But yeah, okay. The first, to my understanding, of like a delivery smoke shop service.
We're going to have to talk about that so much more into detail.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. Okay, so you guys have gone to delivery status now.
Yes.
Incredible. So tell us more about, you know, like, you've told us a lot about the products and, I mean, even a service, a delivery service that you guys have to offer. How does the business, you know, contribute to the local economy? I mean, aside from creating jobs, what else are you guys doing to partake?
Absolutely. We love our community. I grew up in Austin. Melinda grew up in Houston, but went to UT at, 17? You've been here many years. So we're both art majors from UT. So we have an artistic background. My mother was a piano teacher. She still is. Mm-hmm. So music, arts, you know, performance, that's all things we are really supportive of.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a lot of local parties, little pop-ups at our stores, our brick and mortars, where we have, like, you know, free vendors can come out and you could sell your art.
Essentially a platform for the artists, local artists of the community.
Which we saw was really needed. Getting out of college and like, oh, cool, we're artists. What do we do now? And, you know, it was so
cool. Get your friends together and start selling the art to the community. Yes,
exactly.
That's awesome.
Yes, yes.
So that is quite the success story that you guys have had, and that's a positive impact. Can you guys tell me about any future events that are coming up or any initiatives?
Yeah, we actually have two events coming up, both on 420. So in San Marcos, we've got our just like a pop-up at our shop, and you can come in and test out different products that we have, as well as devices too. And we love that we've made partnerships with a lot of the local brands, like Gumby's Pizza, so they're going to be providing pizza for us.
Well, they're famous stoner pie.
Yeah! <Yes. laughs>
We love to work with them. They're awesome.
They're awesome.
They really are just so delicious. It's crazy.
Yes.
And I have a friend visiting me from D.C. in a couple weeks, and immediately she says, please, Jovan, please, let's go get dinner at Gumby's.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in years, and I was like, wow, she's... It's incredible. It's a pizza that just stays with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm so sorry. You were saying.
No, and one of our second events is going to be in Austin at our main location on North Lamar Boulevard. And that one, we actually have like a new open lounge in the back that we just have for special events. So we don't have to block off parking like we used to and things like that. So it's super fun. We partnered with a glass brand called Student Glass, and they're pretty popular. We have supported each other over the years, and so they've given us a lot of like free products that we can actually give away to our customers.
Nice. And what do they do as an organization? Is it like what it sounds like? Just
it's a
student glass blowers.
It's Student Glass.
Student.
So it's crazy gravity bong. If you saw it, you'd probably recognize it. It's like two glass
domes
that you rotate, and it like blows the smoke out of like a hookah hose. Like Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, it's like a gravity.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say that word, but yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A gravity water pipe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
So like at our events, they actually make a really cool chest mount. So like we're literally walking around the event, like giving people hits from the student glass. And
the student glass.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't have any plans for this for already. That sounds incredible. I'd want to see that. But cool. So
yeah.
Thank you so much for telling me about the events that are coming up. Do we have enough time before we go on break for one more question? I believe we do. We're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, challenges and opportunities. As business owners, we all understand there are always challenges. Let's talk about a challenge that you guys are facing that's kind of widely known, but I mean, do you want to open that can of worms right now before the break? I think so.
We certainly could. Yeah. I mean,
let's talk about
one of our politicians, Dan Patrick, at the start of this year made a letter, a blast, that he was going to make it his top priority this year to ban THC. So we sell a lot of THCA or THC products, gummies, vapes, the flower. He's trying to get rid of all of it. The drinks that are so popular.
And they're all within the legal limits of the 2018 Farm Bill.
Exactly.
So we are following the rules and guidelines behind
regulations. Yeah. Like we were first talking about, we've both had random inspections. Belinda owns her own THC company called Turquoise Mountains.
Yeah.
So we've both had random inspections. We've jumped through all these hoops, made the changes that were asked of us.
And who conducts these random inspections?
The DSHS, Department of Health and Safety.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
It's important to have these regulations, but I agree, a carpet ban, it would be a, like, basically, like, they banned alcohol.
What do you think the reasoning is behind this just carpet ban? I don't understand it.
It's very odd and very random because this industry has been regulated and is completely legal under the federal and state guidelines since Melinda mentioned the hemp bill passed in 2018. So we've just been riding this wave. We've been continuing to grow, open more locations, have our own products.
How many jobs do you guys think you guys have created?
Oh, we have over 30 people staffed right now.
Over 30 people staffed. And let's say it's, you know, a livable wage.
Yes.
On top of, you know, any benefits that you guys also provide.
Right.
So for this politician to go off and do something like this, it would downsize your business.
Oh, and
hurt the economy that you guys have, you know, provided for and the communities that you've provided.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like, it seems like a no-brainer, but it seems like you guys should be kind of keep on doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
We haven't hurt anyone. We sell to hundreds of people every day. We've been doing this for 10 years now. We've had not one person, you know, contact us with any sort of ailment, honestly, you know, and if anyone did, we'd help them and address it. But this talk about, you know, kids being unsafe and all this, you know, we are very strict with our IDing. We don't sell to any children. That's
not a demographic that you would want to sell.
Exactly. So it's just strange, like, out of the blue, that he would kind of choose this hill to die on. But it's what we're dealing with right now. So, yeah. And we're not alone. There's, I think, 50,000? There's 12,000 hemp licenses. And I think around 50,000 employees at all the smoke stores, dispensaries in Texas.
So the Texas economy relies on 50,000 employees in this industry.
Right.
And you want to start putting regulations to ban it? Entirely? That just blows my mind. To add, you know, to just take 50,000 people away in Texas out of their jobs.
It's estimated to be a $8.4 billion industry in Texas. It's the largest hemp economy in the world.
Buddy. This is intense. All right. Well, let's go on a break. And we're going to come back with a couple more questions after that. That sound cool?
Great.
Awesome. And you're listening to Downtown Discoveries here on KCSM, LP 104.1, San Marcos, Texas, 78666. And as a reminder, the views expressed on this show are those of the hosts, the guests, and not necessarily those of KCSM or SMTXCRA. We're going to be right back with you.
Hey, let's do the Texas Two-Step. The American Lung Association's fight for air climb and lung force walk. It takes place at UFCU Stadium on May 3rd, right here in San Marcos, Texas. Pick your challenge and register to make a difference today. You can do so at fightforairclimb.org/South Texas or lungforce.org/South Texas. We'll see you in those dancing shoes.
Hey y'all, it's DJ Mike from Dance Time in Texas. Join me Mondays at 2 o'clock as I count down the top Texas Red Dirt songs that are packing the dance floors all over Texas. You'll hear new songs, rewind some older ones, and find out the stories about the songs from the artists themselves. It's Dance Time in Texas, Monday at 2 o'clock, right here on 104.1 FM KZSM, true community radio, right here in San Marcos, Texas. I'm DJ Mike. I'll see you out on the dance floor.
Get ready for a mind-blowing musical journey on uncharted frequencies. Join us as we dive deep into the dynamic world of Sam Marcus 7866, musicians where sensational instrumentalists and mesmerizing musicians merge. Prepare to be captivated by their extraordinary talent and transported to a realm of rhythmic enchantment. Don't miss out on this electrifying expedition into the heart of musical genius.
Hey, have you heard? KZSM now has the programming all in Spanish. The music in Spanish, all the commercials in Spanish, and the guy even recites poetry in Spanish. Yeah, that's me. I'm El Tio, and the program is called Música con Ganas. Join me every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. on San Marcos' own true community radio, KZSM.org, now broadcasting on 104.1 FM.
All right, well, we are back with Downtown Discoveries. I'm your host, Jovan. Downtown Discoveries, by the way, is brought to you by our Downtown San Marcos Association. So we'd like to give a little shout out and thank you to everybody that's part of that. So before I wrap this up and close it off with a couple announcements, let's talk a little bit more about the opportunities here. I mean, we were talking about the challenges that you guys face as an industry. What opportunities do you guys see for growth and development within your industry? I've seen a lot of you guys. You guys also have mentioned it a couple times, some of the products of the THC drinks. Mm-hmm. Are you guys thinking you guys might do this in a larger resale kind of a thing, or blending your own?
That is something that we have talked about, even like something off the trail of like a CBD water. Just something maybe not flavored at all, but just kind of like a more daily small dosage to kind of keep you euphoric throughout the day. Nothing psychedelic exactly, but I mean that we're experimenting a lot right now with infused pre-rolls, so hash rosin and hash resin, like a hash rosin donut, which has like a little snake of
interesting.
Yeah, completely legal. All THCA products. We have our full panel lab results, which test for pesticides and hard metals.
Wow.
We're doing everything by the book. This is all very healthy, safe products that a lot of people view as medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is growth right there.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about some of the partnerships and that you guys have done. Is there any in particular that you guys would want to mention?
Shout out to the Tap Room.
The Tap Room.
We absolutely love the Tap Room.
They are some nice ladies over there. Good bar owners.
We sponsor their bingo giveaway nights.
Every Wednesday.
And it's just super sweet to have that partnership. I think we've been doing it over a year now.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But you know, just seeing kind of folks walking around with the happy clutch, like, oh, maybe they won that at bingo, or just, you know,
that's cool.
Whatever it may be. We want to do that.
It is a cool looking logo.
Thank you.
It's very happy.
We designed it in my bedroom at my parents' house one night like 10 years ago.
When we started the business, we were living in his parents' house, small bedroom, two desks and a bed in a tiny bedroom.
We grinded really hard to get where we're at.
Met in college,
right,
in our last year. So 2014, we graduated. We met in 2013, and Zach initially started the business, and he'd been a part of it for a long time, and I was just kind of like doing my own thing for a while, and then just slowly as we've grown, I've been able to be a part of it more, and I do a lot of the behind the scenes stuff and a lot of the content you see on Instagram as well. So
yeah,
that's awesome.
Super fun.
No, I love that. That's awesome that you guys have been able to grow together and grow a business together too. That is
That is beautiful. We want to collaborate with more local businesses. We want to get involved with the Mermaid Parade Festival, all of that. So, I mean, San Marcos has so much going on.
We have a huge, beautiful, wonderful community that's like
so true.
Thrives off of all of us thriving together.
It's very special.
Cool, cool, cool. I know we have a couple minutes left, so I want to hurry up and wrap this up. We're talking about community engagement. We're talking about how you like getting involved with them. How can people find y'all? How can people reach y'all?
Yeah.
Aside from the locations.
Yes.
Yeah, you can follow us on our Instagram. It is HappyCloudsATX.
Okay.
And that is where all the news comes out, our events, our memes, and our, you know, our partnerships with people.
So and, like, DM us. We are the people that run the Instagram. We respond to all the messages. If you want to collab or hit us up, you got any question, you want to start your own business, we're here for you. We're a resource. We want to help out the community in any way we can. So DM us. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, let's talk about one last question. Can you guys each share a memorable experience or a lesson that you've learned that you'd like to share with the community? Just from opening up a business here in San Marcos.
Specifically opening the business in San Marcos. I definitely think that, yeah, I just, when we first opened, I made a point to go to all of our neighboring businesses and just introduce myself, you know, bring them a couple stickers, a hat and a shirt. And it was overwhelming how everyone was so receptive of like, oh my God, a new neighbor. Like, let me tell you all about everything and like where you should go get lunch and like this and that. And have you done this yet? And all that. And I'm like, I was so overcome. And I was telling them how when I would do this at our stores in Austin, it would be like, oh, okay, hi, bye. Yeah, you could leave that at the door. Okay, thanks, bye. And it was such a breath of fresh air to have that flip opposite welcoming that San Marcos has provided.
It's that small town feel, man. Yeah. It's just you care about your neighbor here in San Marcos. It's beautiful. I've loved being a part of this community for so long and getting to grow with them, too. It's just incredible. Do you guys have a vision or a future for downtown San Marcos? How do you guys envision your business being a part of it?
Yeah, to backtrack on the last question and answer this question, our staff has been everything for us. You know, if we don't, so when we have our like interviews, we make sure that not only they mix well with us, but we think about our staff too. Will this person be good with our staff? And so we've been super lucky just with all of our staff over the years. Some of them have been with us since the beginning. And so we have really great people, and we just love that, I guess, our energy behind our business attracts those really awesome, beautiful people to us as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I love that you guys have gotten that opportunity to be lucky, and that's the culture that you guys have built. It sounds a lot to me like you're pouring into your people.
Yeah.
You know, the people that help grow your business. You take care of them, they take care of you. With those final thoughts, any last thing to say before we break into announcements?
Yeah, I mean, just the sky is the limit. I mean, we see San Marcos just blooming. So many spots that were for lease when we first opened that are now filled with awesome new businesses that we're, you know, trying out awesome food, awesome bars, awesome all sorts of things. So, you know, just getting more involved, possibly expanding to another location or expanding our current location, you know. A really cool thing about San Marcos is, like Melinda was mentioning earlier, we are allowed to like give out the vapor samples for people.
Yeah.
So we could kind of push that further and create like a separate space, like a lounge space, private venue.
Yeah.
So that's kind of in the back of my head. But
that would be fun.
Yeah.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Absolutely.
Mel, any less thoughts? Anything else you want to add?
I think that's it.
For me. I think everyone said everything.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, it was a pleasure having you guys on as guests. If you don't mind,
I'm going to break us off. It's a huge honor.
A couple of announcements here. Notice of lane and alley closure for
4/12/2025. Well, no, just read the down at the bottom.
That's this is going to be coming up on the 12th. This next Saturday, we've got the arts. And read down at the bottom there, Siobhan.
Yeah. The overview, the city of San Marcos is hosting its first ever San Marcos Art Fest this Saturday, April 12th, 2025. This event will feature business activations, children's activities, live music, art markets, and an artist panel. There will be limited lane and alley closures that may impact your business. We will do our best to minimize disruptions and hope that the additional foot traffic and visibility will make it for a successful day. A little bit of a tongue tie here. So starting at 9 a.m. till 6 p.m., the Mural Jam in Imagine Alley. 10 to 2 is the Chalk Walk on South LBJ Drive. 10 to 10, Kiss and Tail in Kissing Alley. And then 1 to 5, we have the Downtown Business Activities. I do believe that Freddy C's will be open early, and Axis will be doing a crawfish boil, maybe? Nope. Sunday. We'll be doing that the next day. But this is awesome. A farmer's market as well, starting at 9. Art Squared, starting at 9. And then at the Price Center, you have the 1893 Flea at the Price Center, starting at 10 a.m.
And there's some really neat murals on the street that are right across from y'all, too.
Yep.
So, great one. And just as a quick announcement, coming up Saturday, April 26th, the 48th Annual Just for Fun Parade. You guys need to go down there and check that out. Parade lineup at 10 a.m. down on CM Allen by the City Children's Park, and starts at 11 o'clock. Javon.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys again so much for being a part of this. And this is Downtown Discoveries. I'm your host, Joe Vaughn, and shout out Downtown San Marcos.